Hi there, I'm John from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday, the 21st of April. Coming up, Japan makes it illegal to go near the Fukushima plant. Secret files uncover how spies used invisible ink recipes. And airline staff get kung fu training. But first, Japan has made it illegal to enter a 20-kilometre evacuation zone around the Fukushima nuclear reactor. Radiation levels in the area mean it's unsafe for people, but at least 60 families are still living in the zone. Only one member of each family is allowed back into their house for 2 hours to pick up belongings, and after that, they have to leave. Sayaka Matsumoto from the Japanese Red Cross says it's hard to know when or if residents will return to their homes.
The land itself may not be able to live in there for 10 or 20 years, but we don't know how long it's going to take. And then there are still worry of another earthquake or another tsunami again, so it's very difficult to predict.
Next, firefighters in the U.S. state of Texas are battling to contain wildfires which have burned more than 1 million acres of forest since January. Long-term drought, high temperatures and gusting winds have created ideal conditions for the fires to spread. Already, two firefighters have died and several towns have been evacuated. Now, secret files made public by the CIA show spies once engraved messages on toenails and used lemon juice to write invisible notes. The documents, which date back to World War I, show that even back then, spies had plenty of tricks up their sleeve. And according to Mark Stout, who works at the Spy Museum in Washington, secret ink is still used today.
They're not nearly as important to the espionage business as they used to be. Human asset spies, if you will, have all sorts of tools that they can draw on in addition to secret inks, but they're still actually in use.
Fitting news now then, and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has defended the club after they let a two-goal lead slip to draw 3-3 at Spurs. Cesc Fabregas have been quoted as saying that his teammates lack a winning mentality, but Wenger reckons they can still claim the title.
Yeah, of course we can do it, we'll try, and one thing we can assure you, we'll fight for the next game.
The draw leaves Arsenal in third place, 6 points behind the leaders Manchester United, with just 5 games to play. And finally, you have to go through a lot of training to be a flight attendant, but you wouldn't think kung fu lessons would be part of it. Well, Hong Kong Airlines cabin crew have been sharpening up their martial arts skills. They say it's to make them stronger, so it's easier to carry heavy items like luggage, but it's also meant to help them handle rowdy passengers. Okay then, just before we go, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you for the name of Australia's capital city, and the answer is Canberra. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. UK holidays mean we're not back until Tuesday, so until then, have a great weekend.